Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
It was just the first round.
I love when hard flexes go severely wrong.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn in for Zubin. Mike Tannenbaum joining us as well.
Mike T.
You know what's so interesting? Everybody talks about Zach Wilson going from Utah to New York. How about going from North Dakota State to San Francisco? That's going to be a bit of a shocker, too.
But there's not there's the pressure is just so different.
But I'm just saying.
So different. I mean, you're
geographically
playing behind Jimmy G.
It's different.
I hear you.
That's all
I'm
saying.
But Zach Wilson coming from Utah, coming to New York City, like where you are the guy. Right away. It's not like you're in the wings. Not like you have a chance to train.
Yeah.
You are right now. Get it done.
But you know who else has that pressure?
But you going from North Dakota State to Joe Montana country, Steve Young country,
sure.
Kaepernick country, Alex, just all the great quarterbacks that the San Francisco 49ers had. I mean, you just think
that,
about
isn't
it.
Isn't that a good thing?
No,
he's
I'm
got
just
the right
saying.
Didn't we say it's basically situation is the most important
but
thing?
But I'm just thinking in
isn't
my
he
mind.
In the out of all the quarterbacks taken, isn't he in the best situation?
And doesn't it feel like San Fran is – I know it's a big city, but it's the whole mentality in Cali – and even in the Northwest,
it's
so much more laid back.
Yeah,
New York
back.
Is like, I need it yesterday.
Yeah, Zach Wilson.
I need it yesterday. Get out of my way.
Yeah, people no, just yesterday.
Zach Wilson's coming into
days,
the Crucible.
2 days ago.
Yeah, yeah, right. He's coming into the Crucible. There's no doubt about that. But wouldn't you also say that Justin Fields, in a way, as much as people are happy, it's also like he better be good?
Justin Fields?
See, I feel like he has a lot more
you mean,
buffer,
Trey Lance
though.
Or
no,
Justin Fields?
No. In Chicago.
I feel like he has a lot
Chicago.
More buffer, though,
because of that
Andy
expectation.
Dalton.
Well, right?
There is, but there's also the Andy Dalton, QB1, how will Matt Nagy, how will
Ryan
Pace
Andy Dalton, by the way, the first mistake he makes, you know everybody's going to be screaming for Justin Fields.
But here's the difference for Justin Fields versus some of the other guys. He's going to have a little bit of leeway because they're rooting for him.
Buffer.
Opposed to didn't want him. Like, they're rooting for him. So even if he stubs his toe along the way – he's going to be given an opportunity to make it right.
Yeah, I get
where
you.
When they don't want you and you start
or,
all bad,
or if they're skeptical about you. And let's take it back to the Jets on that point. Zach Wilson now also has this hanging over him. Trey Lance could have been the pick we should have made.
Yeah. That is the second guessing
that will happen almost immediately.
That and Allen. Don't let Sam Darnold start balling out with the Panthers. Don't let that start to happen.
Well, that ain't going to be on him. That's going to be on Joe Douglas.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It won't affect Zach Wilson as much as it'll affect Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh.
How is it not going to affect Zach Wilson?
It is going to.
Because I wasn't the person that drafted myself. They drafted me.
But that don't matter,
you.
Though, Key. That does not matter. People don't care about who drafted who. It's the people that get the blame are either the general manager or the quarterback. They can go together now because they're linked.
No.
Now Joe Douglas and Zach Wilson are forever linked.
You think he's just going to ignore the criticism? Like,
No. If he's doing whatever he's doing, good, bad, or indifferent, the pressure is on Joe because Joe moved on from a guy that was right there
for you. Oh, yeah,
yeah. The pressure's on Joe.
It's immediately on Joe. Of course it is. It was on Joe the minute he made the trade.
Yes.
He moved on from Sam Darnold.
Yes.
And let's get Mike Tannenbaum's reaction.
Who's been
to
under
this.
Pressure for trading good players or before, you know?
Knew that was coming. Shocker.
And also trading for a quarterback in the draft. Certainly doing that as well. Mike, good morning.
Where was that quarterback from, Alan? I can't recall.
Yes. Wow. Yes. Of course. The jacket that Keyshawn has on right now. I'm sure Mark has one of those as well. But I guess let's just, Mike, start on that. I don't know how much you heard of that conversation, but it's the pressure thing about all these young quarterbacks and the fact that, you know, as I mentioned, Trey Lance going into such a great situation, maybe even the best. Let's start there. The best situation of all quarterbacks taken so far? Is he going into the best situation, would you say, Trey Lance?
Absolutely. You know, if we had a discussion about non-quarterback rosters, a healthy Nick Bosa, in my opinion, puts San Francisco as the best team in the league when you exclude the quarterback. So this is very similar to Kansas City a couple years ago. Keep Jimmy G this year. Bring Trey Lance along slowly. You know, I just mentioned this on Get Up, but what's remarkable is a decade ago, I get criticized for trading up for Mark Sanchez, who only started 13 games at USC. Trey Lance has thrown 318 passes, which is really remarkable considering it was at the FCS level. Mm-hmm. I really like Trey Lance. He reminds me of a young Ben Roethlisberger. When Ben was younger, Ben was a great athlete. He's bigger now. He's slower. But you could other guys like Josh Allen, Ryan Tannehill, he can make plays with his feet. And I think when you think about what Kyle Shanahan likes to do, which is the boots, the waggles, the rollouts, get the quarterback outside the pocket, he's going to be a tremendous weapon. It's just not going to happen overnight. And if the four of us were running an NFL team and we said, let's go get somebody for the next 10 years, I love Trey Lance.
You know, the entire time, Mike, it was always this 49ers move up to get Mac Jones, give up three ones and a fourth-round pick to move up or third-round pick to move up to take Mac Jones. Yesterday, as they were on the clock, what were you thinking?
I was thinking it was Mac Jones, and the reason why is, to me, this is all about, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about what New England did with Mac Jones in a minute, resource allocation and risk, Keyshawn. And to me, this is a massive risk from a standpoint, as you said, multiple first-round picks, another third-round pick, for someone that only threw 318 passes, and for somebody that has had to turn in the card and put your career on the line, and you try and check as many boxes as possible. I know with Mark Sanchez, the one concern we had for all the work we did was, hey, did he play enough games? And that, to me, you're giving up so much draft capital, you have to be right. As great of a job as Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch has done, guys, if Trey Lance doesn't work out, think about how do you answer to your owner that, you know, we did all this work, we gave up all this draft capital, and we were wrong.
Well, see, it was different, though, for you and Rex, though, right, Mike? You had a veteran team, so you could insert Mark into the lineup where they have Jimmy G. Jimmy G could be the starting quarterback for the next 2 years before you turn to Trey Lance. So you have an opportunity to redshirt him 2 years to get him ready to be the heir apparent.
Key, I love that, and I totally agree. And that's why I think he has a chance to be successful. And I would maybe have a small package, 10, 15 plays, and you bring him along slowly. And again, we don't know what the rules are yet, guys, in terms of OTAs, training camp. Are we having preseason games? So again, I think in fairness, even when we talk about guys like Trevor Lawrence, obviously what's going to happen with Justin Fields in Chicago, a lot of these rookie quarterbacks, we just don't know what it's going to be like for them in terms of starting and when they can. So that's why I think Jimmy G is absolutely a 49er. I think this really, and if I'm him, by the way, my speech to him is a really simple one. Ball out this year. If you're great, we're great. That'll be good for you as a free agent next year, and obviously it'd be good for the team. So I think from all those standpoints, it worked out well. Again, the only concern is 318 passes, and again, the FCS level, big concern. You know, we're knocking Justin Fields because he didn't play well against Northwestern and Alabama. I mean, this guy played one game this year, so it's sometimes hard to reconcile those things when you're making decisions, but long-term, I really like him.
Mike, we have Paul Feinbaum on this morning, and we were talking about Mac Jones going 15 to the Patriots, and he said something really interesting. I want you to hear it, and then I want you to react to it.
Yeah, I'm more concerned about Bill Belichick's future in New England than I am Mac Jones's future in New England.
Why? Wow. Why?
Because I see a coach who was a perfectionist, who did everything right all those years, who was untouchable, and I see him getting lazy late in his career. I see him making moves that don't remind me of Bill Belichick. And everybody wants to compare Bill Belichick and Nick Saban. There's a difference. Nick Saban has never changed. The money, the championships, he's still the same guy he was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Bill Belichick's not.
Mike, your thoughts?
Wow. Yeah, I see it differently. You know, I just know Coach Belichick to be a hard worker, really like the same guy every day. And he's, what, 69 years old? And, you know, you talk to people in and around the league or in that organization, he's working as hard as he ever has. And if he was mailing it in, I don't think they would have been signing Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry and Nelson Aguilar and everybody else that they signed. So I think his actions, you know, say otherwise. Here's what's really interesting to me about last night, guys. And I've made this decision, and I just want to bring you guys behind the curtain here. You're sitting there. Mac Jones, obviously, big need for them, and you're at 15. And, you know, let's take Chicago out of it because they've traded up at this point. But you have Washington and Pittsburgh that both need quarterbacks. And Minnesota's at 14. I'm giving up a third or fourth round pick just to make sure that I have my quarterback of the future. And I want to box out those other teams. And the fact that Coach Belichick could sit there and be patient and disciplined, I think – the four of us, if we were sitting here today and say, hey, New England only had to give up a three for Mac Jones, we'd be like, oh, New England's so smart. I think what they did was remarkable, guys. They got potentially a really good quarterback, someone who I think is going to be better than Tua Tagovailoa, and didn't have to give up a draft choice for him.
Why do you think he's going to be better than Tua?
Well, Jay, Will, let's just compare back-to-back years. Last year, Tua had 4 first-round picks. Obviously, the 2 that went last year in Judy and Ruggs. This year, Waddle and Smith. This year, when for most of the year, Mac Jones had 1 receiver in Devontae Smith, with Waddle being hurt. And when you just look at their seasons back-to-back, Mac Jones just outplayed him, and he had less to work with. And I also think Mac Jones has a chance to be better than Daniel Jones, who was a top-5 pick. So I think they got great value where they got him at 15.
Mike Tannenbaum, I just hired you. You are now the general manager, front office, personnel, president of the Green Bay Packers. How did you screw up the Aaron Rodgers deal?
Well, you didn't, because he just got hired.
Well, he got hired at the beginning of the year. Please tell me,
how do you fix
how
it?
Do you screw it up, and how do you fix it?
I was trying to save you, Mike.
Yeah, no, I understand. I think how you screw it up is this. Look, when you have the privilege of these jobs, you're going to have a lot of hard conversations. Players want more money. Coaches want more titles, more responsibilities. There's going to be a lot of challenges. And when you have to tell people what they don't want to hear, you have to deliver the news. And one of the things that you're hearing is Aaron Rodgers was blindsided last year when Green Bay traded up for Jordan Love. They gave up a 4th-round pick, and that really is something that I don't think you just give somebody a license to do whatever they want, but you could understand why Aaron Rodgers would be so upset, which is you should call him up and say, hey, we believe in you, Aaron Rodgers, but we may draft a quarterback, and here's why. We have to prepare for you not being here at some point. We have a responsibility to the organization. I know you don't want to hear this, Aaron, but I want you to hear it from me before the draft, because I don't want you to find out about it on social media. So that's number one. They didn't do that. Next thing I would do is I would fly out to California. I would bring a big yellow pad, and I would just keep asking question after question. What can we do on the field, off the field, your legacy, charitable endeavors? What can we do so that your career goes box to wire from start to finish being a Green Bay Packer? And I would just be relentless on that.
So Mike Tannenbaum joins us here on KJZ. Adam Schefter reported. So I wanted to bring up the Justin Fields move as well by the Bears and have you grade that. But before I do that, let's talk about who passed on Justin Fields. And Adam Schefter reporting the Panthers had considered Fields last night, but then decided to go with J.C. Horn instead. Field Yates also reporting now that the Panthers have picked up Sam Darnold's 5th-year option. Clearly, he's their guy. What do you think, though, of the fact that Fields did get passed? The Panthers got past the Broncos, and then the Bears made an aggressive move to move up and get him.
Yeah, that really surprises me, to be candid, because why didn't the Panthers exercise the option on Sam Darnold for the 5th year when they made the trade if they knew that they were going to pass on a quarterback? Like, that is very inconsistent because, again, if you're Sam Darnold, you want to feel like, hey, this is my team. They gave up 3 picks, a 6, and 2 draft choices next year. And that, to me, is a little – it's hard to reconcile what they just did. So I think Fields has a chance to be really good. You take out 2 games, guys, you could say that he had the best season of any quarterback. I'm happy for Sam Darnold. He's clearly the guy there now. And I think what's really interesting, guys, I think the NFC North changed overnight. Chicago went to the playoffs last year. They may have the best quarterback situation in the 4 teams. And who thought any of us would ever say that? But – for the next 5 years, I think I'd rather have Justin Fields than Jordan Love, Kirk Cousins, or presumably it's going to be Jared Goff. So, you know, kudos to Chicago. They got it done.
Mike, you want to play some Ask the GM Anything right now with some callers?
Let's go.
All right.
Will Tim Tebow
ESPN
be a great tight end for the Jets?
All right. That's the first question.
That was a curiosity.
That's the first question. Jay, well, we tried that 9 years ago, and it didn't work out.
What?
So I don't know many of us, you know, I know Tim's special, but I don't know how 9 years later you could be a better tight end when you couldn't do it 9 years ago.
Man, if Tim Tebow make the Jaguars, I'm coming out of retirement. I don't give a damn what nobody say.
You mean you're going to go back and play and take a pay cut?
Mm-hmm. Well, with that being said,
I don't know if Jimmy Pitaro's listening, but I'm just saying.
Let's take some calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I'll tell you what, I'll let you select which one you want here. I'll give you options. You got Justin Fields, you got a couple of Cowboys calls, or Mac Jones. Which one do you want, Mike?
Let's keep going with Fields.
All right, Stacy in Chicago. Go ahead, Stacy.
Morning, guys. Great stuff this morning, and I love it every day.
My question is, does the Justin Fields draft pick help with the Allen Robinson contract situation? And secondly, is this a quarterback competition as of right now with Andy Dalton? Thanks.
So, Stacey, taking it behind the scenes, when you're negotiating with a wide receiver, which I have an expertise in, you want to sell you want to sell quarterbacks and how you could be really successful here. And Justin Fields has a way higher ceiling than Andy Dalton and Nick Foles. He's massively more talented. So I think it helps with Allen Robinson, number one. And number two, I think he starts right away. He's so much better than those other two.
Yeah, it's very easy to go to Allen Robinson now and say, hey, look,
right,
we addressed an issue that we saw where that was a problem. We want you guys to grow together. You're young enough to help this young quarterback get to the level and help us continue to make this organization top priority.
Just go ahead and change that Twitter poll for all from QB1 to QB question mark.
Yeah, they're going to have to edit that one or just at least delete it, but screenshots. Jay is in Los Angeles on the Cowboys, Jay.
Oh.
Hey, Jay.
What's up, Jay?
How are you?
Don't let the Jays down.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Good morning, you guys. Well, you know, further ado, I don't want to wait too long. I want to say all of us, all the fans, diehard fans that's been loving the NFL since we've been kids, when are we going to get Mel Kiper inducted to the Hall of Fame? So that's going to be the first thing that I want to call about. Yeah.
Mel
Kiper. Oh, yeah, man. He's been putting his, you know, he's been putting all he's had.
I'm with you on that.
You know, dedicated to the sport.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been dedicated to the sport, you know, before I was even born. But my question is to you guys is what safeties are you thinking for Dallas coming here in day two and three? I like the Michael Parsons pick, and I don't want to hog up the airlines too long, but I appreciate you guys.
Thanks,
this
Jay.
This is Christmas for us. You know, we got to take this in. You know, it's one of the best times of the year, but thank you guys very much.
Appreciate it. Mike, got some safeties for the Cowboys maybe?
Yeah, Trevon Mooring, ironically, right there from TCU, I think he'd be ideal for Dallas. Dallas also really needs a corner. They hit last year on Diggs from Alabama, but they, I think, would have taken Patrick Surtain, who went the pick before, to Denver last night. So I think Mooring would be perfect from TCU for Dallas.
Yeah, at the safety spot. The corner spot right now, there's still deep corners in this draft, but there's not a lot of long guys like Dan Quinn likes. A lot of guys are that 6 foot and under type situation.
Let's go to Felix in New Jersey. Go ahead, Felix.
Hey, guys, big fan of the show. Mike, good morning. Big fan of the Jets. I know you were a big proponent of the offensive line, the Jets going in that direction. After their trade up in the first round, where do you see them going to start up the second round?
Yeah, I love the Vera Tucker pick, you know, put him next to Mekhi Becton. A couple of things. I would look possibly at pass rush, Azeez Ojulari from Georgia, kind of surprised that he's there. They could use a running back, Javonte Williams from North Carolina. Those would be two players to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I think Bart actually said that right about Ojulari. Melissa in Michigan, ask the GM anything, Melissa.
Sorry, I've been holding so long. I was on the other subject of winners and losers. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You can certainly offer your winners and losers if you'd like, and Mike can let you know if you're correct or not correct.
Well, so I may be like pounding a square peg into a round hole, but I remember I called last week and indirectly compared Mac Jones to Tom Brady, and I just wanted to say that I'm glad that they took Mac Jones. I think that's a good pick. And another winner is Chicago, obviously. Han, you're a winner for the Jeopardy joke. That was really funny. And then the losers are the SEC weather, because I've been listening for that long. Hold for like hour 40 it is. So, and just I'm the vet, too, so I've just been examining my animals and doing all that.
Thank you. So. Thank you, Melissa. Yeah, that call will live in infamy. Well, but Mike, what did you think, though? Is Mac Jones, that a perfect fit, as Melissa says, in New England?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with Melissa. And here's why. Mac Jones has decent athleticism, probably a little bit better than people realize. Really good processor, gets the ball quick, pinpoint accuracy. He's not as good as Tom Brady, but he has similar attributes. So I think he could sit behind Cam Newton for a year. And they're in a really good situation now in New England. And, look, Jared Stidham is probably someone they'll move on from at some point. So they have really fortified that quarterback position.
Yeah, certainly has similar attributes, as you said, Mike, especially that side-by-side picture that's floating around on the internet of those two.
Yeah. not the best body type. Let's go one more here. Josh in Milwaukee on his Packers. Josh.
Good morning. I woke up yesterday thinking that the only thing that I could do was focus on the draft when all of a sudden the Green Bay Packers turned into an absolute debacle. Can you please explain to me why they took a corner and what should they do next? Thank you.
So just to have a moment of self-aggrandizement, in Mike Tannenbaum's mock draft, I had Eric Stokes in the first round, and I was eviscerated by Mel Kiper and Todd McShay. So I had a number of them wrong, but I did get Stokes right. He's a very good man-to-man corner. We saw what happened with Kevin King in the championship game. He's not good enough. Jari Alexander, Eric Stokes, two really good athletic corners. I like that for Green Bay. And obviously, we're going to see how the rest of that situation plays out. But look, let's just say this. Last year, they believed in Jordan Love, guys, and they traded up a fourth-round pick, don't you have to give him an earnest opportunity to be the guy?
I don't know, Mike. I don't know, man. The Jordan Love pick, I don't know why they did it. I just don't know why they did that. And Aaron Rodgers has so many years left on him. You don't have to do it when a guy got 6 years left. Easy six. You can do it when a guy's got two, one foot in, one foot out.
Yeah.
You can
different.
Do it then. But it didn't need to happen right then and there. It just didn't.
But see, I feel like their back is against the wall. If Aaron Rodgers forces their hand and he leaves, you have no choice but to. Because now you can't. You have to.
Everybody,
you said that he was going to be the guy to follow up now.
Everybody that I spoke to, Mike, coming out of Green Bay's training camp last year, had the worst lemon faces going. I could just see them as we were talking. Like, what did the Green Bay Packers do with this quarterback? They said he didn't even look like he belonged in the NFL.
But, Key, I'm with Jay Will on this, which is I think you got to give him a chance. I think we got to give all those rookie quarterbacks a year ago a little bit of a pass because it was a very unusual offseason. And I'm just saying, like, as an organization, if you were convicted,
yes.
Again, we got to remember this. Brett Favre was the great quarterback. Aaron Rodgers fell to the Packers. They just took him. Last year, they were convicted in their belief. They moved up to get Jordan Love. I just feel like, given the weird offseason, at some point, you got to see him play in real games before you make a decision. I would err on the side of patience.
Major egg on the face if you go away from that.
Mike, appreciate the time
I saw him
and the input, as always. And just keep in mind on that 29 pick for the Packers, who was left offensively, Rashad Bateman already off the table and all defense for the rest of that. All right, coming up. All right, NBA is on ESPN Radio. Tune in Sunday. Back to the NBA, Jay Will. All right, the Bucks host the Nets, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 3 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN Radio stations. Trey Lance, not the only pick that Keyshawn absolutely nailed. That's coming up next after somebody has something from O'Reilly.
A weak battery can leave you stranded, so don't take a chance. O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery free of charge. If your battery needs to be replaced, their professional parts people can help you find the exact battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. That's right, a guaranteed low price. You heard me correctly. Make sure your vehicle is prepared for the weather ahead by getting your battery tested for free. That's right, for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Last night, you discovered streaming. We're talking about it. It's changed the way you live.
How many cable boxes did you have back in California?
Maybe
that's the real question.
North of 18?
What?
Yeah.
North of 18 cable boxes?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, KJZ, Alan in for Zubin. So we do these over-unders the other day. But we did them yesterday, right? I don't remember what day
Wednesday,
it was.
Wednesday.
We did Wednesday? We did Wednesday. Wednesday.
Today's right, Friday, 2 days ago.
Keep me real. I know. It just blends in. And I'm curious to see how we did.
All right.
So
I did great.
Evan.
Who do you think finished first?
Me.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Justin Fields' draft position was 7.5. He was picked 11th. You all got it. You all said over.
All right.
That's so 1 point check, for everybody.
1 point for everybody. 1 point.
All right. Next one. Penei Sewell, 2021 draft position, 5.5. Do you guys remember what you picked?
I picked over. Five.
I picked
under.
Well, we did go under because of the Bengals.
Key went over.
Oh, I went over?
Jay and Allen went under. So that's 2 points for Jay and Allen. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Two for Key. And Key absolutely nailed this one. Here's the sound. Penei Sewell, the top offensive lineman in this draft. 5.5 on his draft position. Over, under?
Over, just because I think Cincinnati will screw it up.
You think they're going to take a wide receiver?
I think they're going to take a receiver or trade out of the spot.
That's not nailing it. It was a receiver or trade out of the spot.
No, he said they're going to screw it up.
Well, screw it up is the nail part.
That's right.
Screw it up.
Key. Yep.
Alabama players in the top 10. I said it at 2.5. Jay, you're the only one who got it with an over. There were three Alabama players in the top 10. Wow. You had Patrick Surtain, you had Jalen Waddle, and you had Devontae Smith, who was picked 10th.
Boom. Boom. All right. 2-2-1.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Trey Lance draft position. It was set at 6.5. He went third. Key and Jay got it. Allen, you went over.
So you was going with
Wait
Mac
a minute.
Jones,
I don't remember.
So you was going with Mac Jones.
I remember
three.
That you went over.
Yeah, you were going with Mac Jones. I know what you did.
Over. There's no way that I no.
Yeah, Mac Jones.
I might need to get a review.
It all makes sense now.
It all makes sense now.
So 3-3, Key and Jay are tied.
Are the worst.
Devontae Smith, this is pretty easy. We can just roll through these two because you all got it wrong. Devontae Smith, 2021 draft position, 11.5. He went 10th. You both went over. Yeah. Jalen Waddle, 2021 draft position, 11.5. You guys went over. He went 6th. Mm-hmm. So let's get to some good news. Najee Harris, 2021 draft position, 28.5. He went 24th. Under, under, under.
Okay.
Got that one.
4-4-2.
First USC player, 16.5. He nailed it with who it would be with Elijah Vera Tucker.
Of course.
And he went 14th to the Jets, who jumped the Cardinals to take him. So Jay and Key, I believe, are still tied.
Yes.
So first non-quarterback drafted was at 4.5. Allen, Jay went under. Key went over.
Oh.
Jay sneaks into the lead.
Woo! Don't do it, Jay Will.
This is how I do it, though. I don't care. It's still early.
Yeah,
still
right.
Still early. Now you don't care.
Yeah, right.
Now first, you don't care.
First wide receiver drafted, 5.5. You guys all went over. It was at 5.
Damn it.
That's it.
Yeah, I don't like
That's
this
it.
Game. We won't play this game anymore.
Yeah, you're right. I don't like playing this game with losers.
Jay,
you're right, kid.
Jay, go back to your receipts. Remember, we started the show with your receipts because one of those receipts said something about an NBA guy shouldn't be talking NFL.
Oh, yeah, another guy
said that. I didn't say that.
No, not you.
It wasn't you. It was some of the receipts
you
were keeping.
Yeah, you got a lot of receipts. I mean, I don't want to go through them
all. You shouldn't be talking the NFL. Stick to college basketball.
Stick to NBA basketball.
I really do not recall.
Here it is. At Jaffe45. How the hell do you know that you're not going to draft Mac Jones? Hater, you're horrible on TV. I don't see you being on that show long term anyway. Your football knowledge is terrible. It'll be the Key Show before it's all said and done.
Oh,
his name is It is, damn it, it is first.
Why are you going into that voice, though?
I don't know.
Because you just think that that's the way he's saying.
Because I just listened
typing
to you do all the reads during the break.
Yeah.
So I did my radio voice.
Radio voice?
People should hear that.
Hi, LC and North Fort Virginia.
It's not just the voice, though. You got to see it. You got to see it on TV, because when Key does, he's like, my name is Key. The finger, the index finger just shoots up into the air.
Can I ask you, though, why, if I just happened to think that Mac Jones was good, why would you look at me a certain way for that?
You just did it.
Because you're smart and you fell into a trap.
I don't remember saying. I don't remember saying.
I feel like I remember you saying.
Here's why I looked at you like that.
If only I could get the audio.
I looked at you like that because you are a ex-athlete that turned germ spreader, reporter.
Mm-hmm.
Newsday, the whole deal, books, all that sort of stuff. Sneaky pads, you did all that sort of stuff.
Yes,
he didn't say off the record. Write that down.
Oh, come on.
When you pick something like Mac Jones, you fall into that trap of those people that follow stuff.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. Yeah, it's something that you learn.
No, yeah. No, not in that situation.
Which is why, like the Aaron Rodgers,
I just want to put in quotes, those people.
Remember what I'm saying, Aaron Rodgers. Buy that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, buy that he's mad.
Buy that he's mad.
And he's not going to play for them this year.
Well,
you better buy that.
He's not getting traded. He's not going to play. It's two different things.
At some point, they've got to have a come to Jesus meeting with themselves within their organization.
After June 1st.
I don't care when it is.
Well, that's when
they
the cap
need
hit,
to
right?
figure out,
yeah, they figured that out.
They need to figure that out before Sunday. They need to figure it out before Sunday. No, before Saturday. Before the draft ends tomorrow. They need to figure it out.
Now, why before the draft ends?
Because they need to move on with their life. They can't be playing with this too long. Why would you get caught standing around, whether or not you want to extend it till June?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all need to make a decision by the end of tomorrow.
And so start the process.
Start the process.
So you can build out a strategy.
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you going to wait till June? You clearly, based on our guy, Adam Schefty, he doesn't want to mess with y'all no more. Yeah, so why are you going to try to force
him to? He's definitely done.
The fact that he checked out, that's once a dude checks out, it's a wrap.
So you got to do whatever's economically now the best move for your franchise, and that's what you got to see what comes next.
Denver
All right, you know what comes next. As we finish out the week, call a roulette. You know you love it. Just make sure you do it right. Yes, the second round of it in this show. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You know the rules. Get in line right now. We'll get to that next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
It's time for Caller Roulette.
You know the rules. Don't ask us how we are.
We're good.
I don't want to hear any of that.
Get in, say your name, and make your point, and ask the question.
888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. And don't mess it up.
Don't mess it up.
Especially you, Line 5.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
All right. You know the rules. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zuba. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. So we spin the wheel. We call out what caller number you are. Tell us who you are, where you're from, and give us your hot take or your question. Let's spin the wheel.
Be careful, line five. Be careful.
Line two.
I knew it. It's LC from LCVA. And after yesterday when I thought trading back would have been lucrative for the Cowboys because there's two quarterbacks on the board, now I'm thinking after we lose 81-80 in week 18, there's going to be memes of how many cornerbacks we passed up. Hey, and Hans' analysis is still
Why they on your head today, man?
My analysis is
Everybody on your head today, man.
Why are you so hard today?
It's all right. It's Friday. I'm all right with it.
Man, Allen is fire, man. Allen is on one.
No, he said eh.
No, it's all good. But, no, the Cowboys could still get a decent corner in the second or third round. That's fine. There's guys that's out there.
Left. Yeah, there are still left on the board.
Out there.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right, spin it.
What you do, man?
I didn't do anything. Just showed up for work. Line three.
Robert from Stem, North Carolina.
Go for it.
Okay. So what's up?
So do you think Philadelphia needed to trade with the Cowboys to get that receiver? Do you think they could have just stayed at 12 and he would have fell into their lap?
Giants were going to take him.
Giants would have taken
The kid out of Florida. So they made the right move. The Eagles made the right move to get Devontae.
Yeah, the Giants were going to take Devontae Smith. Smith. And they probably had that intel and said, we got to jump over them.
Yeah, they took Tony out of Florida, so they good.
You think so?
I mean, it's fine. Yeah. Okay. It's fine.
I think they're going to use him a lot of different ways, too. He's not really traditional wide receiver.
No,
there's
But he's like DeSean Jackson. He's in that mold of D-Jack. Devontae's in that mold of D-Jack where he can lift the coverage. He can run. D-Jack is a slight burner. Mm-hmm. I mean, he going to pick him up and put him down, and they need that.
I was kind of interested that they didn't go with Slayton on that one, right? I mean, wasn't Lewis Ray talking about him being like an all-pro player,
the offensive tackle? Line?
Yeah,
offensive line. They need some receiver help, man. Their receivers is garbage. Garbage.
Let's go ahead and spin it.
Garbage.
Line five.
Scott from Arizona.
Hey, Scott.
What's up, Scott?
Najee Harris versus Zane Collins. Wouldn't Najee Harris been a better pick so he can add something to that running back room? He's a bruising back, and the offense would have been much better that way. We lost Kenyon Drake, so why not Najee Harris over Zane Collins? I like the pick. Don't get me wrong. I think he's going to add a lot. I think it kind of sends a message to Jordan Hicks, too, that, hey, this is your last year. You're not coming back. You're getting old, and this is what we got. We got youth, but why not Najee Harris over Zane Collins?
Because you need defensive help, one. In that league with the high-flying Rams and Seattle on the offensive side of the ball, on top of that, the 49ers. But Najee Harris would be a waste of talent in the air raid system in Arizona.
Great point.
They need to burn that system and move forward.
And also, what that's the area that they're really focusing on, right? Arizona's focusing on their defense this offseason, that's the area they want to get
garbage,
better.
It's garbage, but I mean, they are trending in the right direction.
Yeah. That division is tough.
I hear what Key says
about
them.
Every time we
bring up the air raid, Key goes off on one.
They're going to win nine games, man.
All right. I
mean, mark my word.
Heat for the Cardinals.
We'll save that. Spin it.
Nine games.
It's been good line fives lately, though.
Yeah.
Got to admit that. Yeah. Line one.
Yeah, Tyron again from I want to apologize for yesterday, but
what you do yesterday?
Line three yesterday? Were you line three?
No, I was line one. I was over too. I went too long, but today I want to with the Patriots getting two picks in the third round. I know they had a good grade on some of those tier two quarterbacks. do you think with the situation with Jerry Stidham that maybe they can get one of those tier two Kevin Warren or something? How would you feel about that being the situation, getting them out of there, maybe putting one of those in there?
No, they just drafted Mac Jones. They don't need another quarterback. They quarterback heavy. They got two young quarterbacks, Jerry Stidham and Mac Jones, and then you got Cam Newton. If you want to call him a bridge guy, so be it. Yeah, he's going to be there for a couple years doing his work before those guys take over.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, if you're Jared Stidham, how are you feeling right now?
You've been on one hell of a roller coaster.
How are you feeling right now?
I feel great.
You're really? Man, I'm in the National Football League, man.
You went from one to three.
You were going like, from one year. To three. And then you're getting ready to get out of the league just like Drew Locke at the Denver Broncos.
That's why you should have felt good.
No, he feel good right now. He got a roster spot. He good right now.
Right now.
Remember, that's the general manager talk. Right now.
Right now. It's always that. Line two.
Yeah, it's Tony from San Antonio. Last caller took a little fire out of my question, so I'll ask it a different way. What teams are going to be looking at quarterbacks here in the second and third round? Still got Sam Ehlinger, Ian Book, Kellen Mond, Kyle Trask, Keyshawn, that jacket's fire.
Spurs. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's what's happening.
Yeah, well, that is actually a good question now. You're
going to have the Washington football team.
That's true. There's one.
Maybe the Minnesota Vikings.
Mm-hmm. It's like you don't have a desperate need, but you have a need.
You're gonna have teams that need backups. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
How about Atlanta?
Atlanta.
Maybe the Atlanta Falcons.
Just set your future, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Spin it.
Houston's still out there?
Line four. Oh, that's a situation, sure.
We won't mention Houston right now.
Kevin and Madison, if Rodgers really doesn't play this year, where's the Packers going to look for a veteran quarterback? Are they going to beg the Bears to get Nick Foles. I'm sure they don't want to help him or try and get Alex Smith out of retirement. What do you think?
Alex Smith out of retirement. Keyshawn myself. You're scratching yourself like
Aaron Rodgers and Nick
Tyrone
Foles.
Biggums. And Keyshawn just made the gas face right now when you said that.
You might
as well
start the Jordan Love era if that's the case.
Rebuild. Just rebuild.
You might as well just start the Jordan Love era.
And then Devontae Adams says, I'll see you later in free agency, right?
Well, yes.
Does he really want to stick around for that?
Probably not, but they could probably tag him and play with him and do something like that.
That's what I hate about the tag. Spin it.
Man, Nick Foles. Poor Devontae Adams.
Line six.
Yeah, it's Brandon from South Carolina, suffering Bengals fan for a long time, but I think we got that pick absolutely right last night with a deep offensive line class, signing free agent right tackle Riley Reiff. Jonah Sims coming off the injury. I think we're fine there, and again, I think we can get something in the third and fourth round. What are your thoughts?
I'm kind of torn with the pick. I like the fact that they got Jamar Chase. I know Jonah Williams is there at the left tackle. You signed a guy in free agency. Mixon is in the backfield. You got T. Higgins. You got Boyd. Offense seems to be kicking in high gear to a degree. I think you can continue to build out the roster from here. But my question is, I don't really know if the coach can coach. I don't know that Zach Taylor can coach.
I thought he was actually the one you felt good about.
No, I ain't never felt good about him.
I don't mean you. I just mean a general.
I mean, Joe
anybody 2 years ago that was standing next to Sean McVay and sneezed, they can get a job.
Yeah, everybody did off that staff, by the way, that went
and
to
then
the
Matt
Super
LaFleur
Bowl.
Fell into Aaron Rodgers, and let's see what happens to Matt LaFleur when Aaron Rodgers is no longer there.
Yeah, but the Bengals look a lot better after day one, don't they?
They do.
Right? They look a lot better, and obviously there's still a lot more draft to go to see exponentially.
This is a great studio, the great show. Smile. Take it away.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
You got a job. There you go.
Stand next to Sean McVay, you get a job.